Anduril CEO signals AI arms race reshaping military strategy as company hunts $5 billion. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde and number 9,650, Anduril Industries closed a $5 billion funding round on May 13, 2026, led by Thrive Capital and Andreessen Horowitz, doubling its valuation to $61 billion from $30 billion in June 2025. The company and #X27's valuation roughly doubled in under 12 months amid an active U.S. war with Iran and Pentagon demand for cheap missile stockpiles, making it the most significant private defense tech capital event of 2026. Anduril, founded in 2017 by Palmer Luckey and four co-founders, has secured Pentagon contracts and is widely considered an initial public offering candidate in the near term. Anduril Industries closed a $5 billion funding round on May 13, 2026, doubling its valuation to $61 billion in less than a year, as an active U.S. war with Iran, a blocked Strait of Hormuz, and a Pentagon scramble for cheap missile stockpiles turned its CEO's January investor letter from theory into operational doctrine. The round, led by Thrive Capital and Andreessen Horowitz, represents the most significant private defense tech capital event of 2026. Anduril was valued at just over $30 billion in June 2025, placing the implied valuation step up at roughly 100% in under 12 months. The company, founded in 2017 by Palmer Luckey and four co-founders, has secured Pentagon contracts and is widely considered an initial public offering candidate in the near term. That initial public offering calculus now sits against a backdrop that would have seemed hypothetical 18 months ago, a 77-day U.S.-Israel war on Iran, energy infrastructure damage across the Gulf, a Strait of Hormuz blockade, and grocery inflation running at multi-year highs as supply chains absorb the shock. CEO Brian Schimpf published the investor letter he wrote in January, citing a decision to make it public because, in his words, these issues extend well beyond any one company. The letter outlined four theses on the future of conflict. Every one of them has aged into current events faster than Schimpf likely anticipated when he wrote it. On the same day Anduril announced its raise, the Pentagon disclosed agreements with four companies, including Anduril, to launch the low-cost containerized missiles program, targeting procurement of more than 10,000 low-cost cruise missiles over 3 years beginning in 2027 via firm fixed-price production contracts. A separate defense startup, Castellion, was named to support low-cost hypersonic development under the same initiative. The Pentagon's stated goal: test whether disruptive new entrants can scale weapons production fast enough to matter in a major conflict. The number that anchors this story, Anduril's valuation moved from just over $30 billion in June 2025 to $61 billion in May 2026, a doubling in approximately 11 months. The $5 billion raise itself implies investors are pricing in a path to public markets at a scale that would place Anduril among the top tier of U.S. defense primes by market capitalization. Software eats the arsenal. The Lattice OS thesis meets live fire. Schimpf's first prediction was blunt: future conflicts will be decided not by the most expensive platforms but by the ability to generate targeting faster, deliver effects at range and volume, and deny the same to our adversaries. The architecture he described is a distributed, software-defined system for sensing, targeting, and strike that updates continuously rather than locking into configurations for, as he put it, 30-year service lives. That is not a hypothetical framework. Anduril's Lattice OS platform serves as the operational expression of this thesis, functioning as a digital command and control layer that pulls data from drones, cameras, sensors, and radar systems and coordinates them through AI. The war on Iran has already demonstrated the cost of the opposite model. The Pentagon claimed the war has cost $30 billion so far, and an emergency funding request for $200 billion has been flagged as a potential mechanism to cover the true cost. High-end munitions burned faster than production could replace them. That gap is precisely the market Anduril is addressing. For institutional investors, the investment thesis rests on a platform business model inside a regulated procurement market. Lattice OS, if it becomes the operating layer across autonomous systems, generates the kind of switching cost moat that traditional defense hardware businesses have never been able to build. The comparison is not to Lockheed Martin. It is to the defense equivalent of an enterprise software company with government contract revenue certainty. The deep sea domain and the sensing inversion. Schimpf's second thesis identified the deep sea as the one domain where autonomous sensing advances cannot yet close the concealment gap. As AI-enabled sensors make air, ground, and surface activity nearly impossible to conceal, underwater operations will become disproportionately important. Above ground, the response must be mass, dispersion, and resilience. This is a capital allocation signal for investors tracking platform-level defense companies. The companies that solve underwater autonomous systems and long-range sensing will command premium contract values. The LCCM program, which spans cruise missiles in addition to hypersonics, suggests the Pentagon is already engineering for the surface-to-depth transition Schimpf described. Zone 5 Technologies, CoAspire, and Leidos joined Anduril in the LCCM agreements, indicating the Pentagon is deliberately distributing development risk across a portfolio of non-traditional contractors. Our view, the deep-sea thesis also frames the geopolitical risk around the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's closure of the strait caused immediate knock-on effects across global supply chains, with fresh vegetable prices rising more than 44% over 3 months and bread and milk up 8% and 5% respectively from pre-war levels, according to Bureau of Labor Statistics data. Underwater domain control, not just surface naval power, determines whether a choke point stays open. That is a structural argument for sustained defense tech investment independent of any individual conflict outcome. The 2027 window and alliance restructuring. Schimpf's most consequential claim. Schimpf told investors in January that multiple defense assessments point to 2027 as a window of maximum danger with China, the period when Beijing may assess it as sufficient capability and opportunity to act. He described the current period as a new Cold War, with future conflicts likely to be regional and bifurcated, and predicted that China's military buildup combined with U.S. prioritization of hemispheric defense would force allies to take more responsibility for regional deterrence. The Trump-Xi summit in Beijing, which concluded on May 15, 2026, produced no breakthrough on ending the Iran war and no joint agreement beyond a White House statement that the Strait of Hormuz must remain open to support the free flow of commerce. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs reaffirmed its opposition to the conflict, cited more than 3,000 Iranian deaths, and backed a four-point peace plan centered on political negotiation. The two sides are not aligned. That is not a diplomatic failure in isolation, it is the opening act of the alliance fracture Schimpf described. The implication for investors, the bifurcation Schimpf outlined is pricing into defense budgets across NATO, the Indo-Pacific, and the Gulf Cooperation Council simultaneously. European defense tech, Australian autonomous systems companies, and South Korean precision munitions producers are all secondary beneficiaries of a world in which the US cannot be the sole provider of deterrence at scale. Intelligent mass versus industrial age attrition, the production model disruption caption. Key figures from Anduril's May 2026 funding round and related Pentagon procurement initiatives. All figures sourced from cited materials. Schimpf's fourth thesis, the concept of intelligent mass, described a mix of high-end and scalable systems that combine precision with producibility. The traditional defense industrial model, built around low-rate production of exquisite platforms over decades, does not make sense today, he wrote. The LCCM program structure, using firm fixed-price contracts with disruptive new entrants, is the procurement-side translation of that argument. The Pentagon is not just signaling preference, it is structuring contracts to reward speed and cost discipline rather than incumbency. The Plaquemium view the market is pricing Anduril as a defense hardware company with a software premium. That framing understates the dislocation. The more precise analogy is that Anduril is attempting to do to the defense prime model what AWS did to enterprise IT. Shift the value capture from the physical asset to the orchestration layer sitting above it. Lattice OS is the product that matters. Every autonomous drone, underwater vehicle, or containerized missile that runs on Lattice OS expands the platform's network effect and raises the cost of switching to a competitor's architecture. If that OS becomes a Department of Defense standard, even partially, the revenue model shifts from project-based contract wins to something closer to a recurring infrastructure license at sovereign scale. That transition, if it materializes, would justify multiples far above any comparable defense hardware business. The 2027 China window Schimpf cited is the pressure valve. If the window passes without conflict, defense budgets may soften and the growth narrative weakens. If the window produces a Taiwan Strait confrontation, the stockpile gaps the LCCM program is designed to fill become the central national security crisis of the decade, and Anduril's production model is the only one architected to respond in time. The asymmetry favors the long position. One risk the market has not fully priced, the Iran war is 77 days old, the Strait of Hormuz remains a contested choke point, and the Trump-Xi summit produced no framework for de-escalation. The $30 billion Pentagon cost figure, with a potential $200 billion emergency request behind it, means congressional budget pressure will intensify. Firm fixed-price contracts protect Anduril's margin profile in that environment. Legacy primes running cost-plus contracts face the opposite dynamic. Our second-order thesis, the real beneficiaries of Anduril's $61 billion valuation are the companies in its supply chain and the defense tech ecosystem that feeds Lattice OS. Investors who cannot access Anduril directly ahead of its initial public offering should map the sensor, AI inference, and autonomous systems companies that sit one layer below the platform. The bottom line: Anduril's $5 billion raise at a $61 billion valuation is not a venture capital story. It is a structural bet that the United States defense procurement model is breaking down under live fire conditions, and that the replacement model is software-defined, autonomy-led, and built for production speed rather than platform longevity. The Iran war, the Hormuz blockade, the failed Trump Xi summit, and the Pentagon's explicit turn toward disruptive new entrants for missile stockpiling all validate the core premise in real time. The 2027 China window is the next forcing function. Institutional capital that has not mapped its exposure to the Anduril ecosystem, and the broader defense tech disruption it represents, is underweight the decade's most consequential procurement shift.